This year, during the counting period for Memorial Day weekend, which began at 6 p.m. on Friday evening the 23rd and went through 11:59 p.m. on Monday, May the 26th, so far our count tells us that Missouri experienced 10 fatalities during that counting period compared to 15 last year, which is moving in the right direction. The Highway Patrol investigated 6 of those 10. The others occurred in Springfield, Kansas City, and St. Louis. But we are moving in the right direction. Obviously, those numbers are going down. During the same counting period, 197 people were arrested by the patrol for driving while intoxicated. Compared to last year, it was 227 that were arrested. So that's moving in the right direction, too, because we take every opportunity to put every available officer out there sometime during that traffic period to make sure that we have as many people out there as possible for visibility, to enforce traffic laws, and also to assist motorists should they become stranded.
Tim, were there any particular days more deadly than others?
Well, it looks like 4 fatalities occurred on Saturday the 24th. That appears to be probably the deadliest day.
Is that fairly unusual? Usually we think of the high traffic days as the Friday getaway and then I think the Monday return. Is it unusual that Saturday would be that way?
Well, that you would think so, but also we had 4 fatalities that occurred on Sunday as well. So those 2 days were probably the worst, and Sunday would have been would actually been in the middle too as far as the travel days go. But that's something there that it just depends on what's going on, what the weather's like, and how much traveling people are doing during the entire travel period. It looks like a lot of these were people on the secondary highways, and a lot of them were all but one were not wearing a seatbelt that were killed in the ones that the patrol investigated. One was that they're still investigating, I guess. Looks like the investigation is continuing. It occurred yesterday in Gasconade County, involved an ATV, and they're still attempting to make notification next to kin on that one. So we had a motorcycle traffic crash in Springfield, same type of situation on that. You get to traveling around, not exactly, across country or across the state, but just traveling in your home area and then become involved in a traffic crash, which goes back to prove the point. Most traffic crashes occur within less than 25 miles of home, so that's when you really need to be aware and pay attention to the driving and also be wearing those seat belts and those safety devices.
Is that because people relax a bit? They think they're near home, so they don't have to be as cautious?
No, that could be it, that they feel more comfortable. I'm just going to the store, or I'm just going to the school and coming back, and they get a little bit lazy about putting their seatbelt on and paying close attention to what's going on, and before they know it, they've been involved in a traffic crash.
Tim, you mentioned the weather. We had a lot of rain, it seemed like, at least in much of the state. Did that play any role in any of the crashes, especially the fatal wrecks?
Well, I don't see in any of the reports where it indicates any areas where the driver went off a rain slicking highway. There are those that the vehicle lost control, and in a lot of those situations, we see that they're just going too fast, or the right side tire drops off the edge of the pavement, and they overcorrect and lose control when they're trying to regain the control of the vehicle. So. It doesn't appear in looking at these that the weather played any role in any of the ones that I'm looking at today.
There was much made about the high gas prices and that might curtail some traveling during this Memorial Day weekend. Did the patrol see any less traffic than normal? I don't even know if you gauged that, or were your troopers able to tell whether it seemed like people were pulling back on their traveling?
Well, I think from what my understanding is that there was still a great abundance of traffic, which changed the traffic patterns during the holiday weekend. It appeared that the traffic may have been moving in a little bit slower fashion I don't know, maybe people were trying to save gas, or maybe it was the extra observance of the officers out there in Operation Care. But it did appear that the traffic was moving just a little bit slower, and that we did have less fatalities. So we're moving in the right direction there. As far as the number of cars, we don't count that, but there was certainly a noticeable increase on Friday afternoon, and then, of course, yesterday afternoon as well.
A reduction of fatalities, as you said, going in the right direction, but still 10 fatalities. I know that you don't care for that. Some of the things when you're looking back, you're talking about not paying attention, oversteering, that sort of thing. Any particular lessons that we can learn from this weekend that we need to apply as we travel throughout the summer?
Well, I think probably in looking at these traffic crashes, mainly it's the lesson to learn is to pay attention. And obviously the use of the seatbelt is quite important from the accidents that we've seen. Those are the ones that have overturned the drivers and passengers were ejected, and some of them were killed and some of them were very seriously injured. So I think those two lessons and then just to slow down and possibly, it's hard to tell from looking at these preliminary reports, but some of them may have been alcohol involved as well. So those things, if people can stay away from and pay more closer attention to the job of driving and wearing their seatbelts, I think we could probably get that number down to zero where we really want it.
Captain Tim Hull with the Highway Patrol, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.